Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com and HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com. Let's get started with the first article from Real Simple. Ina Garten's recipe for success is not what you'd expect, and it's something you can do right now. The Barefoot Contessa host shares an unexpected ingredient she lives by, and it has nothing to do with food. By Rhea Bhagwat, published on December 16, 2024. It seems like Ina Garten knows the secret ingredient for virtually everything, whether it's the unexpected coffee in her outrageous brownies recipe or the key to success. In a recent Instagram AMA, Ask Me Anything, ICYDK, Garten discussed catering, party planning, and what motivates her success. And while the Barefoot Contessa host isn't hesitant to share her knowledge, you might be surprised to know what really keeps her afloat. Ina Garten's recipe for success. Garten relied on one very important ingredient when building her success, her support system. When asked whether her path would have played out the way it did if her support system was any different, Garten's answer is clear and concise. I think one really important thing for being successful is you need a good support system around you, she explains. You need people who believe in you, who trust you, who think you're smart and funny, and you can do anything. So just find those people and surround yourself with them and give it back to them. With many A-list celebrities in her support system, including Michelle Obama, Gwyneth Paltrow, Taylor Swift, and so many more, Garten recognizes the importance of people who believe in you. Furthermore, she believes in the power of reciprocity. While building your support system with people who cherish your presence, Garten knows to lend the same support to her friends. Other life lessons in Ina Garten swears by. Besides building an excellent support system, Garten also lives by other emboldening life lessons. I like to do scary things, and those are the things that are the making of your life, she says. It's not that I was brave. I was just willing to be uncomfortable with the decisions I was making. Garten likes to imagine it as a metaphor of diving headfirst into water. I think we're all standing on the side of the pond thinking, oh, I don't know what that's going to be like. Just jump in, she says. In addition, Garten doesn't live by long-term goals that are meant to define her life. Instead, she takes things slowly. I do the best job I can do today and the best job I can do tomorrow, she says. I found when I have long-term goals, I block out opportunities that I might have had. Rather than fixating on what's going to happen in the future, you might benefit from Garten's day-by-day method, because you never know what unexpected opportunity might come along and shake things up. That concludes Ina Garten's recipe for success is not what you'd expect, and it's something you can do right now. Let's move on to the next article. How to have the most organized 2025 starting now. A better 2025 begins in 2024 by Amanda Lauren, published on December 1st, 2024. 2025 is just weeks away. Will it finally be the year you have an organized life and home? If you want it to be, it's best to start prepping as soon as you can. There's no real reason you should wait to kick off your resolutions, so we talked to professional organizers about how to get a head start on next year starting now. Start your tax prep. Tax season will be here before you know it. Lindsay Mahana, professional organizer and founder of Clutter to Clarity Home Organizing, LLC, recommends sorting through your paper files by the end of the year. If you are off work for an extended time around the holidays and have a free moment, go through your long-term files and clean them up a bit in preparation for tax season, she says. Even if you only get through recycling or shredding what you don't need, you've made the project easier when you can get to it later. Don't forget to organize paper receipts and invoices. Even if you just put them in a folder, you'll still be a step ahead. work on minimizing digital clutter. While we all know the physical clutter in our homes can hold us back, if unchecked, digital clutter can also have the same effect while taking up valuable space on our devices. If all the extra photo opportunities from the holidays have you maxing out your phone storage, you're not alone. Go through your phone and delete any outtakes or old photos, says Rose Pulver, co-founder of The Thoughtful Home. Go through emails and text messages to make sure you only have essential items filling up your inbox. Doing a digital declutter before the year ends will give you more white space to focus on making the most of the year ahead. Don't have a ton of extra time to sort through all your photos and videos? Set a timer and take 5 minutes to unsubscribe to all those email lists that clog up your inbox. If you don't have time to sort through everything, look into cloud storage and at least get some of those files off your devices. Organize and purge key areas of the home. While you might not have time in December to do a whole house declutter, Pulver suggests at least tackling heart of the home zones, including the kitchen, pantry, and mudroom, if you have one. These spaces can become a drop zone for any items coming in or leaving the house, like school papers, books, sports equipment, holiday gifts, packages, and returns. Declutter your home decor. Whether it is things you've been keeping out all year long, like the candle that's almost completely burned out, or that sparse-looking tinsel you'll never put up on the mantle, Erica Spruill, professional organizer and founder of Just Be, LLC, advises using this time to declutter your decor. Focus on broken items and old decorations that were passed down but just don't serve you anymore. Then say goodbye to that old live, laugh, love sign. Steer away from buying trendy decor as they may only get used once, creating clutter, explains the organizer. Create a system for regular decluttering. Spruill recommends taking the time to implement a system for next year and schedule it on the calendar. This will allow you to go into next year with a plan to keep things tidy all year round. Include dates for quarterly decluttering and seasonal clothing swap around on your calendar to hold yourself accountable throughout the year. Make a list of your 2025 goals. We all have things we want to do in the coming year, so why not get prepared now? Removing some of the clutter from your mind and getting it down on paper will help you get clear on what you want to see happen in the new year, says Pulver. Whether that's a financial goal, a home organizing project, or simply wanting to spend more time with family, knowing what you want to achieve will give you the opportunity to create an action plan. That concludes How to Have the Most Organized 2025, starting now. Now let's move on to another article. Too many subscriptions? New FTC click-to-cancel rule will make it easier than ever to opt out. Get rid of that gym membership or streaming service once and for all, by Lisa Milbrand. Published on October 23, 2024. It's happened to everyone. That gym membership that required sending a certified letter to finally get it to end. The mystery app charge that recurs month after month. The streaming service or news channel that makes you go through multiple hassle-filled steps to finally unsubscribe. But help is on the way. The Federal Trade Commission just approved a new rule called Click to Cancel that'll make it super easy to cancel any subscription that's currently siphoning money out of your accounts. While it'll take a little while for the rule to take effect, there will be big benefits. And there are things you can do now to help you save hundreds of dollars. Get the full scoop on Click to Cancel and what you can do in the meantime. What Click to Cancel will do. The new rule requires companies to make subscription services as easy to cancel as they are to sign up for. You shouldn't have to go through multiple screens or long phone calls with customer service to part ways with a membership or subscription service. So if you can sign up on a single screen, you should be able to cancel the same way as well. Companies that fail to follow the new rule could end up paying civil penalties if they don't comply. When will Click to Cancel come into effect? The Federal Trade Commission gives companies 180 days to comply with the new rule, so you may still have to put up with the current system. And yes, those long phone calls or arcane cancellation rules until April. How to find subscriptions you aren't using. Odds are you may not realize exactly how many subscriptions you're paying for that you're not using. AC Plus R research survey in 2022 found that people thought they were spending $86 a month on subscriptions, but when they actually looked through their bank statements, they were spending nearly 2.5 times that, $219 a month. Fortunately, there are some ways you can easily find these money sucks now. Whether you want to go through the longer process to cancel, to start saving right away, or wait until the new rules take effect to do a quicker purge of unnecessary subscriptions. Do a quick financial audit. Pull out a year's worth of bank and credit card statements and look through them for any recurring charges. Tip: you'll want to look through a full year's worth of statements, as some subscriptions are charged only once a year. Flag any that you don't remember signing up for and assess how much you're really using the other subscriptions. Maybe you can get away with canceling or pausing a streaming service until your favorite show returns, or shift down to a less frequent schedule for a box subscription that's piling up. Let a little tech magic help you find and eliminate unwanted subscriptions. There are several apps and services that'll do the hard work for you by connecting to your accounts and flagging subscriptions to make sure you really want to pay for that. And some will even take it to the next very important step and cancel the ones you don't like with a simple click. Here a few to try. Trim by OneMain. Trim securely connects to your accounts and flags subscriptions, and its bill negotiator tool lets them try to get you a reduced rate on some charges, including cable, internet, and wireless accounts. They will take a 15% cut of any savings they get you, though. Tip: to make that easy cancellation magic happen, some financial apps and services charge their own subscription fees for premium features. Make sure that you still have enough with that cost factored in before you sign up. Rocket Money. This account finds and easily cancels subscriptions you no longer want or renegotiates the cost of those you do. If they negotiate a bill down for you, they get 30 to 60% of the money you save on the free plan. Or you get to keep all the savings if you use the premium plan, which costs $6 to $12 a month. Simplify. Run by popular financial company Quicken, Simplify's powerful budgeting tool will find subscriptions for you, but you'll need to cancel them yourself. A subscription costs $2.99 per month. Don't forget to check your smartphone for unwanted app subscriptions. Apps can sign you up for a monthly or annual fee as well, and you may forget that they're charging you until it shows up on your account. For iPhones, to see your app subscriptions on an iPhone, tap Settings, your name, then Subscriptions. You'll be able to see a list of your active and inactive subscriptions there, along with the cost, and tap on a subscription to cancel. For Android phones, on your device, go to Subscriptions in Google Play. Choose the subscription you want to cancel, then tap the Cancel button and follow any further instructions. Tip: deleting the app will not cancel a subscription to that app. You need to go through the process listed above to stop the charges. Consider going through the cancellation process now, even for subscriptions you want to continue to use. Generally, starting the cancellation process brings you through a customer retention loop where you may be offered a reduced rate to stay on board. You may be able to get your subscription price reduced by 50% or more with just a few minutes on chat or the phone, and still get to keep the service you love. That concludes Too Many Subscriptions. New FTC click-to-cancel rule will make it easier than ever to opt out. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's move on to HGTV Magazine. How to keep your kitchen pantry organized and tidy. Follow these 10 simple steps to organize your kitchen pantry and discover the best food storage products and organizers to help keep it clutter-free. Updated on December 5, 2024 by Molly Miller and Katie Friedman. Molly has been an editor and writer for digital home publications for 8 years. She has a passion for interior design and online shopping and specializes in home and garden product curation and reviews. Organizing the pantry is no small feat. You need patience and a keen eye to sort through all of the canned goods, cereal boxes, snack pouches, and miscellaneous baking ingredients that have piled up. And then, once everything's organized, you need the whole family's cooperation to keep your pantry tidy. But first, you need a game plan, which is where we come in. Here are 10 simple steps for organizing your pantry, plus our go-to products to help you get started. What to consider when buying pantry organizers. Transparency. While it's certainly tempting to purchase matte black or glazed ivory canisters, we suggest sticking with clear bins as much as possible. The transparent sides will allow you to see your supplies and keep track of what's still in stock. Clear bins are also easier to mix and match, which will help your space look more uniform. Stackability. Every inch of space counts in a pantry, so when shopping for food storage containers, consider how they'll fit together. Square or rectangular containers with flat lids stack easily and will allow you to fit more items on the same shelf. Functionality. Your organizers should make sense for the whole family. Note, if they're easy to use, your partner or children will be more likely to keep the pantry clean. If you have little kids, look for large open bins or containers with easy pop or flip-up lids. If you have tweens or teens, opt for containers with locking or screw-top lids for an airtight seal. 1. Purge old plus expired items. Empty your entire pantry and thoroughly clean it before you begin the organization process. Check expiration dates and toss anything that's past its prime or no longer in use. This will free up space in your pantry and help things stay organized longer. 2. Take inventory. After clearing out old items, you can easily see what's left to organize and start assigning storage containers. Make a list of your pantry staples and update it regularly. When it's time to go grocery shopping, take your list with you. 3. Categorize. Next, place like items together. A lazy Susan makes it easy to keep oils, condiments, snacks, or baking essentials in one place so you can quickly find what you need. Eye Design, Linus Divided Lazy Susan, $23.99, Amazon. Copco, Non-Skid Storage Turntable, $22.99, Amazon. Two-tier Lazy Susan Turntable Cabinet Organizer, $26.99, Amazon. iDesign Recycled Plastic Lazy Susan Turntable, $12.86, regularly $14.99, Amazon. Ucopia Upspace Turntable Shelf, $24.99, The Container Store. MDesign Divided Lazy Susan Turntable, $19.99, Amazon. Bellwood Plastic Lazy Susan, $40, Wayfair. 4. Use clear containers for a clean look. Busy packaging can make your pantry look cluttered. Remove any plastic bags or cardboard boxes and decant dry ingredients into clear canisters. Odd-shaped items like chip bags and root vegetables fit nicely in bins as opposed to being stacked loosely on the shelf. Choose clear food storage containers to keep everything looking cohesive. OXO Good Grips Pop 5-Piece Canisters, $49.09, regularly $54.95, Amazon. 5. Label Everything. Put labels on bins, containers, and shelves so every member of your household knows where items are located. A Bluetooth labeler makes it quick and easy, or try erasable chalkboard labels so you can update the label often. An old school embossing label maker is inexpensive and provides a neat retro look. Brother P Touch Cube Label Maker, $59.99, Amazon. Clip-on chalkboard labels, $9.99, Amazon. DYMO Embossing Label Maker, $14.49, Amazon. 6. Utilize doors. If you have doors on your pantry, hang organizers over the inside to free up shelf space. Canned goods, spices, oils, and jars are usually good fits for these types of organizers. Adjustable Metal Door Organizer, $139.99, Wayfair. Clear Over-the-Door Pantry Organizer, $14.87, Amazon. 9-Tier Over-the-Door Organizer, $49.99, Amazon. 7. Make a kid-friendly spot. Fill a bottom shelf with water bottles, snack bins, and cereal dispensers so your kiddos can help put away groceries and grab something to eat. Use bins with built-in dividers to offer a variety of healthy choices, like protein bars, fruit gummies, and crackers. Visibility and labeling are key so kids can keep up with the organization. Encourage your little ones to fetch their own healthy snacks by keeping them at kid height and in a rolling vessel that makes it easy to access and move to the dining table. This wooden cart has a vintage look and removable side panels for little ones to take out and put back their favorite parent-approved snacks. Eucopia Bottle Organizer, $21.64, Amazon. Young Ever Clear Plastic Snack Organizer, $20.99, Amazon. OXO Good Grips Pop Cereal Dispenser, $25.99, Amazon. iDesign Linus Soda Can Organizer, $11.50, regularly $12.99, Amazon. Mixed Plastic Storage Bins and Baskets, $26.99, Pack of 12, Amazon. Food Pouch Organizer, $10.99, Pack of 2, Amazon. 8. Use extra wall space. If you have it, wall space can be a game changer for organizing a pantry. Hooks can hold non-food items like aprons, brooms, and reusable grocery bags. You can also use a wall-mounted bag dispenser to hold trash bags and easily replace what's in the can. Simple Human Bag Dispenser, $19.99, Amazon. 9. Add Shelf Liners. Shelf liners can help prevent produce from falling through wire shelves and boxes from tipping over. Liners can also keep wet ingredients, like oils and condiments, from slipping off the shelves and spilling onto the floor. Plastic Shelf Liner, $16.25, Amazon. 10. Keep it up. Your pantry can get disorganized after a while. To help maintain your space, always put items back in their appropriate spot and get the whole family on board by keeping food accessible and visible. Schedule a quick cleaning once or twice a month to make sure that everything is up to date and in place, so you don't have to spend hours organizing again. That concludes how to keep your kitchen pantry organized and tidy. We have time for a few articles out of Country Lore Reader's Tips to Live By from Mother Earth News, December 2024, January 2025. Gift cards that grow. Every year, I create something by hand for my large family. I'm the only remaining grandma at 68 years young, of 4 adult children with their spouses and 6 grandchildren. I use mostly natural materials gathered from my garden, the forests and fields nearby, such as acorns, pine cones, and milkweed pods. I also use a bit of natural earth paint and some artistic embellishments. This year, however, I had a lot of extra seeds, which I've saved and replanted for many years. So I thought I'd create a gift that grows and grows, passed down from family member to family member for years to come. I made these sturdy seed envelopes from heavy, unbleached sketchbook paper that's cut, folded, and glued into a simple pocket that's easy to open and close with only a paper clip. No more annoying cutting or tearing open with this package. With smaller seeds, roll the top over twice and then use a paper clip to hold it closed. I gave each of my relatives a personal garden marker for their seeds, plus an organic candy cane for each grandkid. Ho, ho, ho. There you grow. Janet M. Jeffcott, Newmarket, Ontario. Christmas Candlesticks. Happy Holidays, Mother Earth News. I just received your latest email update about sweet holiday food recipes. It brought to mind a recipe I used in my elementary school classroom for my class's holiday parties. It's so easy that my students made it themselves as part of the fun of the party, though I had to do the knife work, of course. Christmas candlesticks. Bananas, canned sliced pineapple, maraschino cherries, whipped cream. 1. Drain the juice from the canned pineapple. Place a pineapple slice on a saucer. 2. Peel a banana. Cut off the tips and then cut it in half. Stand up one of the halves in the hole of the center of the pineapple slice. It should fit like it was made to do so. 3. Using a toothpick, attach a cherry to the top of the banana. 4. Artfully apply the whipped cream to the sides and base of the banana. The pineapple is the candle holder, the banana is the candle, the cherry is the flame, and the whipped cream is the melting wax. This Christmas candlestick project was originally meant to be an appetizer for Christmas dinner. It's also a distraction. When the kids are bothering you about when dinner is going to be ready because the aromas of all that yummy food are driving them crazy, you can set them to work making these to give them something to do. My students loved them. I always had to make sure I had enough ingredients for the kids to make a second candlestick. It also makes for a healthier alternative than the typical pizza, wings, and cookies that are the usual party fare. These candlesticks can also be made as cool summer treats when the ice cream is all gone. Jim Gilbert, Stockbridge, Georgia. That's all from Country Lore. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.